your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the green
bass tumble. Wow. Everyone all set? Cocked. Locked. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. For those of you who did not listen to hour number one, I suggest that you download the podcast. Quinn Aker was on, and a SWAT team raided his farm, held the residence at gunpoint for 10 hours, Arlington, Texas, recently. You want to share that with your friends and family. If you want to know what it's like when a SWAT team comes with 20 armed agents and 50 others, and they invade your neighbor's homes, and they quarantine the area. If you want to know what it's like when helicopters come, hour number one. Please share it with your friends and family. And I'd like you to consider putting this on YouTube, this hour coming up, and the previous hour, USA Prepare. Share it with everyone. I'm not kidding. Next serious topic. Jerry Day's with us. Now, Jerry Day is exposing the truth about smart electric meters. They use the word smart. They are monitoring your electricity consumption. And by the use of these, the power companies can tell when you come home. They can tell when you're taking a shower because the electric consumption goes up because your electric hot water heater kicks in and your usage climbs. They can chart it and they can graph it and they can know what your activities are like in your home based on the consumption of electricity at specific times during the day. They monitor it, they record it, and there's no telling how long they're going to record this. We're going to talk about smart meters. We're going to talk about the damaging effects to your health. And we're going to talk about how to get rid of them, how you can get them out of your property, and how you can prevent them from becoming part of your property. Jerry Day is with us, and he's a lifelong media producer. He's an Emmy winner. He's worked on major roles of production, including hosting, producing, and directing. Have you heard of the Matrix News Network? Well, Jerry was a segment producer and the host of the international broadcast television program Matrix News Network. It reached 30 million viewers weekly. And he has YouTube videos that have reached over 4.5 million views on his YouTube channel. We're going to talk about that. And right now, we're going to talk about smart meters. Welcome, Jerry Day.
Vincent, great to be with you.
Jerry, you know, this topic is so serious, so important. Why don't we start with what's the problem with smart meters? Well, I guess let's talk about what they are first, and then what's the problem with them.
Well, it's the same thing. You've got a surveillance device. Mm-hmm. And now, for some reason, your power company has decided to attach one to the side of your home. And this is a very different device than your old analog meters. This is a recorder. This is, and you touch on it when it's actually worse than what you tell. You say, well, you're taking a shower, and somebody knows you're taking a shower. Well, that's absolutely true, because with these meters, if you parse the data from the meter, you don't need to have an electric water heater. The data can be parsed in a way to where they can determine that the light in the bathroom is on. They know one appliance from another. They can do this. There's what's called a current draw footprint in your meter data. So they know exactly what devices are being used if they want to know that. Now, at some point in the future, some insurance company is going to be trying to deny you a big claim or settlement. Some law enforcement agency is going to mistake you for some criminal. There's going to be some big institution coming after you for something that they shouldn't be coming after you for. And then we'll go to your power company and they'll say, oh, look, look at where you were. Look at what you were doing. We're right. They can trap you in a lie because they know far more minute to minute about what you've been doing the last, say, 3 years than you could possibly ever remember. They have the data set there. And they could just say, you know, did you do this? Were you there? Were you doing this? And you go, I don't think so. That was 2 years ago. I don't know what I did on that day. And they say, well, we do. We know. And you don't seem to know. So you know something? In this court action, we're right. We win. So this is not a good thing to have attached to your home. This is sending your personal life story to someone else for their purposes, for their uses, where they can take advantage of you in any number of ways, you know, all the way down to just simply jacking up your energy rates because you've engaged in what they deem to be bad energy consumption behavior. Oh, you turned your washing machine on at 2 in the afternoon. That's peak load. That's bad behavior. We have a penalty for that. You'll see a $40 charge on your electric bill this month. So there's any number of ways they can use this data. Knowledge is power. And knowledge about you is power over you. And that's what a digital electric meter does. I use the term digital because the term smart meter is used quite often, but a smart meter is sort of just like a brand name of a digital meter. Every digital meter is designed to have a recorder in it, to be a data recorder. And you don't want to get the mistake of saying, well, this is not a smart meter, so this is okay. If it's a digital meter, it is not okay.
There you go.
So where do you want to go with this, Vinny, as far as, how we want to explain this further? Because
Let's talk about the surveillance. If you have a credit card and you buy gasoline, they know where you were, at what time, and what you bought. They know how many gallons. They know what type of gasoline, whether it was 87, 89, 91 octane. Right. They know that. They know your habits. They know where you stop for groceries. They know if you stop at a convenience store. They know your habits from your credit card purchases, your debit card purchases. They know your electric habits. They are spying on your farm or your property or your townhouse with satellite surveillance. They know what you're saying on your cell phones. They know all your texts. They've recorded them, your cell phone conversations, your tweets, and they know where you've taken pictures with your smartphone camera because the GPS data is loaded stored with the picture, and they can track you. So this is right. Just one more. Right. But very invasive.
It's a big one.
Way of tracking.
It's a big one. This is in your home, and this is a constant record of your living habits at your home, inside your home. So it sort of fills in a big gap in their data set. You know, we're in this weird time of history where the government has decided that data collection is just the greatest thing, and they want to know everything about you. And, we've seen what this leads to. I was just reading an article a couple of days ago where somebody's talking about the very first computers when the Internet was just starting. And this person that was kind of a programmer involved in the creation of some of the original programming, the Internet, whenever he left his house, his friends would always notice, you turn everything off. You turn off your computer, you turn off your router, you turn off, you know, your breaker, you turn it all off. What are you doing? He says, well, you know, when they started this Internet, they designed it such a way to where you have to give them a back door. You know, so this is something like, 1979 or something. And the guys, the programmers saying, I have to turn all this off because they could come into my computer if I leave it on. There's this back door in the programming, the operating system, the Internet connection. They have to have this, the government has required this module to be in all the programming to where they can come in. And that's the purpose of this, so they can come in and they can just explore in all this data exchange all they want. Mm-hmm. So this is not something that they just got the bright idea, oh, let's go spy on the Internet. The Internet was created with the purpose in mind of having everybody play in a playground where the government already is, where the institutions already are, where the powers that be are not only infiltrating into the playground, they've created the playground for the purpose. You know, I've thought for many years how fun it would be to create a church or a conference room area where I could position cameras where, for instance, I could do the best wedding video you've ever seen, and nobody at the wedding would be aware that there was a camera anywhere. And so I would be creating kind of a super surveillance facility where if an event took place in that facility, I could cover it as well as a primetime television show, and you wouldn't be aware of any camera. You wouldn't see any camera, and it could easily be done, and there are probably places like that. Well, this is what the Internet is like, where you've got something that's created for the purpose of ultimate surveillance and is serving that purpose. And so when you go to the Internet, you were not the first one there. The first one there was the person who decided that they wanted a place where they could entice you to go where they could watch you. And we all go there because they offer benefits and there's tremendous convenience and whatever for the utilization of these electronic services. You know, our debit cards, our Internet, whatever it is. But when we go there, every time we create a digital transaction of any kind, and that means a click on your keyboard, a mouse move, a rollover, a credit card purchase, a medical record, anywhere there's a digital record created, believe me, that's going into a master Utah surveillance database. Whatever this, I don't remember, you saw the cover of Wired magazine a couple of months ago where they explored this new database. Well, that's where all this data goes in one central place. More, a higher resolution picture of you than you could possibly even know about yourself.
You're absolutely right, and they're doing that in Missouri. They're taking license photographs, and they're doing a retina scan with a camera that takes a picture of your face, shoulders, and hair. Jerry Day's with us, and we're going to talk about getting rid of smart meters when we come back. I'm Vin Finelli.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I know we can't do this in one day. It's clear. Jerry, we're going to have to do digital meters 101, 102, 103, 104, and 105. But Jerry, here's a thought. One of our instructors lives in California, and he's an electrical engineer, and he bought an electric car because he thinks that that's a great way to go. Here's my thought. He was enticed into a reduced electric rate because he has an electric car, so he can charge his electric car at a reduced rate, and also he has time of day rate reduction. So if he has consumption, let's say for, I don't know if he has a pool, I don't think he does, but let's say he did, he could run his pool pump, which is electric consumption, a high electric consumption device on the pool pump motor. But so they offer discounts based on time of day usage. Okay, so now he's got this digital meter. Mm-hmm. I can see coming down the road from this. Hey, you know what? We're in a little trouble in California because, you guys aren't paying for the gasoline road tax, the diesel road tax. So since you guys have your electric cars plugged in, we're going to charge you a tax based on your charging of your electric car. And what you said was there's the footprint of the device usage or the device consuming electricity. So they'll know that it's that darn charger for the car, and they'll say, well, here's how much you charged it, here's how many miles you probably went, so here's your tax. I can see that coming.
Well, sure. And as I said, knowledge is power, and knowledge of you is power over you. And so, I love it when I hear people, when I talk about these things, sometimes somebody will say, well, I'm not doing anything wrong. I have nothing to hide.
No.
And that one always gets me, because I love to come back and I can say, well, then just give me your credit card number and all your login codes and all your passwords and, all the stuff you don't have to hide. Why don't you just give that to me? And suddenly they get real quiet, because, of course, we have something to hide. If you have anything of value, if you have privacy, if you have rights, you have to protect them. And I think most of your listeners are very familiar with that. But this meter thing, I was thinking in the break, you know, we can know quite a bit more about these meters. These meters are the technology within the meters, what they plan to do with the data. All of this is very deep and wide, but it's only one part of this giant surveillance matrix. And so you're right. You know, how many shows can you do? Because this has gone so far where it didn't used to be where you would not know or trust what your power company was doing. They were bringing you electricity, and you were using it. Now they're putting monitoring devices on your home, and they're not telling you what will be done with this data. They're not telling you really how much data they're actually collecting, what the resolution of that data is. They're not telling you what the software will do with that data. They're not telling you who they transmit that data to. They're not telling you why they wanted all this data in the first place. They're not explaining why every power company in the developed world is doing this in synchronicity to where it's too coincidental. This is a program. This is not your power company's idea. This is a program. You know, why is the federal government all of a sudden, in a period of a few years, subsidizing millions of installations of these meters? They have this stimulus money, they call it. So they're just allocating money for any mad purpose they want, as if spraying money into the public is going to somehow boost the economy, you know, without creating any manufacturing infrastructure or anything else. They're just going to throw money into the economy. And then, lo and behold, it turns out, what are they going to do with this money? They're going to build a giant surveillance network. And so you couldn't do that. You know, imagine if you were some wealthy capitalist entrepreneur, sociopath who wanted to control and monitor every human being on the planet. I don't care how much money you have, you can't do that quickly and that effectively. So you just, you know, these are people at the top end of the financial scale. These are people who own and control governments, own and control currencies, own and control media, own and control the military. So these are people who pull strings and governments turn corners. So you've got, they say, well, you know, rather than me just have to, you know, master this program of monitoring and surveillance, let's just have the federal government take what they call their stimulus money and you know, we'll allocate all this money over here and we'll just buy free meters for all these cities and towns all over the country. And that's what's going on. If you go to your city, they're coming in there and they're buying all this equipment for them. Well, that's no accident.
Jerry Day, I just got an email from one of our instructors. My email address has been removed from his computer. He didn't do it. This weird stuff is happening. Weird stuff. And we come back. Let's dump our smart meters. Let's talk about how to do it. What is the procedure that we use to get these smart meters off our property?
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why you got your
take my when you go for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, I want to thank our instructors, Mike, Tony, and other instructors who have emailed me with links. I'm going to put up some links on the website to talk about botched paramilitary police raids. I'm going to put up some links about smart meters and how you can get rid of them. Jerry Day's information is what I'm talking about. And also, Jerry, I just got an email from Scott, and he says, can the smart meter make it possible for TV or a TV converter botched box to watch you? Can a CRT TV watch you, or is it the converter box that makes that possible?
I think the converter box, yeah, would be the more likely suspect there. These are two different surveillance devices that essentially have their own integral systems, so they don't need to trade data back and forth. They can certainly be made to do that. You can do anything, is when you have a wireless, what they call a home area network setup, anything can talk to anything. And, whether and how they design those features into these devices, they don't even tell us, so how would we know? But I don't think you have to worry about whether or not your cable box is talking to your smart meter, because both of them are talking to the powers that be, whether they are talking to each other or not. so they can integrate that data on the back end, okay. And you know, no problem. But I want to get to, you know,
back in the 70s.
Oh, go ahead.
Just one second. Back in the 70s, I worked with a guy who, at night, he would take his telephone and put it in his closet and put pillows over his telephone. He was that concerned. And on another subject, Samsung has a television with a camera, okay, and it can watch you. Their new television has a camera, and it can watch you. There's no question about it. And to address the question that Scott had, if you have a notebook computer that has a camera on the cover, it can be turned on remotely, and so can the microphone. So remotely, you can be listened to in your home.
Right.
And you can be watched
in
your home.
Have been part of the internet since the internet began.
Right. So I just wanted to share that. So, Jerry, let's get on and let's get these things out of our homes.
Yeah. Let me go.
What do we do?
Explain one thing. There may be some people who don't really know the exact problem with the meter. So there are three big problems, and this is what to remember about your smart meter. The first problem is, of course, the surveillance. The second problem is high energy density pulse radiation. They have to transmit your data somehow, and they decided it's cheaper to do it wirelessly than run wires everywhere. So they can save a lot of power by producing what's called pulsed radiation. So they save up your data, they save up some energy in the meter, and they go pow, pow. You know, it's got this pulse thing. Now it's coming out at 2 nanoseconds. Every, say, 3 to 4 seconds, you know, if you get a good EMF meter to scan these things, you'll see exactly when these pulsed shots are going out. But this is not something that you want to stand in the way of. This is weaponized high-energy density pulsed radiation. And this is, there's a name, Barry Trower. I don't know if you've talked about him on your show, but Barry Trower is an expert on weaponized radiation from the UK from the 50s and 60s, and he's out telling the world about the problems with the smart meters, about the problems with the wireless devices in general, and he's saying we're killing ourselves, we're destroying our DNA, we're destroying the DNA of our future generations with these devices. You can't sit here in this flood of electromagnetic radiation and not have it harm you, and not have it deconstruct your DNA and your reproductive, systems. So this is this high energy density pulsed radiation. That is only one of the two problems. The other problem, let's call it the third problem. So you've got surveillance, you've got high energy density pulse transmitted radiation to transmit the data. Now you've got a third problem, and this is the switching mode power supply. It's a transformer-type device within the electric meter that the only purpose it's there is to steal electricity to power the digital components within the meter. So if you have an analog meter, you don't need one of these. It's a switching mode power supply. If you have a digital meter that records surveillance data, you need one of these. You have to steal some electricity from the customer and power the digital components and power the recorder. When you put a switching mode power supply at the head end of a wiring grid, such as your home, you disrupt the incoming current and you cause what is called dirty electricity. You are reducing the sine wave current integrity, and you are putting turbulence in it. It's like putting a stick in a stream. You create turbulence downstream. This turbulence is emitted from your house wiring in the form of electromagnetic radiation, and this is what makes many people sick. And so it doesn't matter when your power company tells you, oh, you can pay for an opt-out and we'll turn off the transmitter and we'll come and collect your data locally and we'll read your meter from the street with our van. Well, they've got that switching mode power supply in there to assist the recorder whether or not they're transmitting. And you've got that dirty electricity in your home. And I've spoken to people, I get calls from people all over the world. I've spoken to people, one man whose daughter went into full quadriplegia on this type of dirty electricity. I spoke to another man who has a pacemaker, whose pacemaker was shut down. He went into full cardiac arrest, went into the ER, almost died because his pacemaker was exposed to these electromagnetic fields. So you cannot have, you know, there's three big problems. So there's the surveillance, there's the high energy density transmitted data, pulse data, and then there's the dirty electricity. So now you've got the full map of why you don't want one of these on your house. Now we can get to how you get rid of it. The power companies have decided to sort of squeeze their easement out into things that they're not really granted easement for. Your power company will tell you, well, we have an easement. We can come on your property. We can enter your property. We can occupy your property. We can maintain our equipment. We can handle emergencies. We can do all this stuff because you've agreed to do that as a condition of using our electricity. And the answer to that is, sure you can, but I never authorized you, nor was there ever any implication that I authorized you to emit radiation on my property or to conduct surveillance on my property. That's not in your easement. You do not have a grant of authority for that from the property owner, from the occupants. You don't have it. Show it to me. And so there's what your power company is doing is they're presuming an unlimited easement for any activities they want to do. And I say it's like they've decided if they want to, they could put a hand grenade on the side of your house. That's how they're acting. That's the way they're behaving because, oh, we'll just put this surveillance device on your house, and that's just an extension of our easement. No, it's not. You don't have an easement for that kind of behavior. You don't have an easement for that kind of invasion of my health, safety, rights, and privacy. You don't have it. The problem is you've got to notice them on it. You've got to clear up this gray area. There's all this vague, like, what is the easement? What isn't the easement? The easement is whatever they presume it to be unless you tell them it's not. So now the burden comes on you, and you have to send a notice to them. And you have to do it in writing. You have to do it by certified mail. You send it to the CEO of the company, the top officer of the company, not the customer service department. You got to send it to somebody who has authority over policy. Nobody in customer service has authority over policy. So you send it to the CEO and you say, you may not conduct surveillance on my property. It's unlawful. Here's the law. You may not emit radiation on my property. It's unlawful. Here's the law. And that is in the notice that we've got at freedomtaker.com. So you go to freedomtaker.com, you scroll down, and there's a free download of these documents, these legal documents, and you send those to your power company, and you draw the line in the sand. You say, this is where you can't go. This is what you can't do. And we've got something 8 to 10 page legal document that just goes way into this to the point where it even says that if you threaten an opt-out on me, if you threaten to deny me electric service, you can't do that legally because all I'm doing is defending my property, my health, my safety, my privacy, my family. All I'm doing is protecting myself. All I'm doing is acting in self-defense against your harm, and you have no authority to take retaliation against me in any way. So this legal document covers that whole thing. And what it says is you have, to the power company, you have 30 days, or you have 21 days. You make up the amount of time. You have X number of days to get this thing off my property and get it replaced with a safe and lawful analog meter. And if you do not do so in self-defense and within my rights, I will replace the meter myself. And at that same website, freedomtaker.com, you can order an analog meter, a safe and lawful analog meter. And you can own it and stick it on there, and they're easy to install and replace. So there's how you do it.
Go ahead. Installation only takes 5 minutes if you're slow.
Well, here's where you get tripped up. If they have a lock on your meter, you have to defeat that lock. But you don't do any of this, and this is important, until you have given yourself the right to. And you don't just go out without giving them legal notice, without giving them any announcement, go out and change your meter. You don't do it because now you're tampering with their equipment. Now you're interfering with their presumed easement. And now you're in trouble, and now you're a bad guy. So you have to do this notice, some kind of notice, official notice to them, certified mail, signed receipt. You've got the evidence that you did tell them. They are in criminal trespass. They are breaking the law. We will not allow that or tolerate on our property. We do not give you consent for that. We refuse and prohibit that. And here's your notice. And then you let that go. Now, if you have health issues, a pacemaker, you don't give them 21 days. You give them 2 hours. That thing will kill you. If you have insomnia, if you have headaches, heart palpitations, brain fog, these are classic symptoms of electromagnetic exposures from these meters. I talk to people every day with those symptoms, and they call me going, what can I do? And we talk about shielding, and we talk about replacing the meter, and there's all kinds of things to talk about. to mitigate that problem. But the problem is the meter, and the problem could be the Wi-Fi. The problem could be that you're a quarter of a mile from a cell tower. The problem could be that your microwave oven or your cell phone or your cordless phone. It's all this wireless stuff. It's the compounded total of all that stuff. Now, for some reason, smart meters seem to push people over the edge. And they say, I hear this story over and over and over. We got sick. My kids got asthma. I had no idea why. We went to the doctor. The doctor said, well, there's no reason they should have asthma. I recently spoke to a family of six. They have six, or I'm sorry, a family of eight. They have six children. And three of their children, or four of their children, came down with asthma all at the same time. And then they figured out, oh, that's right when they put in the meter. And they had to get rid of the meter. You got music. We'll come back.
Jerry Day, hard hitting, and freedomtaker.com. There's a link on the website, usapreparers.com. Page one is a link to Jerry Day. I suggest you click on it and act on it right now.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, Jerry Day has on his website the following quote. He who fails to assert his rights has none. And this is not how it should be, but that's how the courts treat people. So we must know and be prepared to assert our rights at all times. It is a duty to take freedom for yourself, and it is a crime to take the freedom of another. Jerry, you have that on your website, and I agree completely.
I want to get to one point real quick, Vinny, if I can.
Sure.
But it sounded like I interrupted you. Finish that thought.
No, that is the thought. And I want to make sure that we tell everybody what they need to do right now to get these meters stopped.
I wanted to clarify this. At freedomtaker.com, when you scroll down, there is a download button. There is no charge for this legal document. And this is not some kind of sales pitch. It's just go get the document, look at it, and see what it does. And we have other documents there. I think you get a couple of different ones. You get a posted notice, so you can post that on your gate or on your meter. And it warns people, you touch this meter, you put in a surveillance device here, you owe us $100,000 or, you know, $5,000, something. It's got some warning. And to put an unlawful device on your house is compliance and volunteering to be an obligation to you. So you're putting someone on notice that if they do something harmful to you, they owe you, and they owe you voluntarily by the act of doing something harmful to you. And putting a digital surveillance meter and a radiation-emitting meter on your property is harmful to you. And that puts the power company in direct monetary obligation to you. When you go to the freedomtaker.com, you get this document, you download it, any email, you just put it in an email address. We don't use anyone's email. We don't exploit that in any way. It stays totally private. We don't even send you any messages or anything. All that does is get you the download of the document, and then you can look that over. That document comes with a kit that we have. You can get a an analog meter, the actual meter itself, for $69.95 plus shipping. So we have that essentially at cost. And with that kit comes the documentation. But I tell people, if you're not even sure, you don't know, you know, you need the documentation first anyway, so go get it. And then when you get your kit, you get another copy of that on a CD-ROM with the kit. But the main thing is to get that protection in there. You know, once you put your power company on notice, and this is going to be your gas company, your water company, and your electric company. You know, they're all coming in with smart meters. They're all surveillance devices. I'm mostly concerned about the electric meter for two reasons. One is, the data that they collect from you, the power consumption usage data, is much higher resolution than, say, gas or water. And so they know more about you by your electric consumption than by your other utility consumption. And the radiation, the electromagnetic radiation produced by the electric meter is generally worse than the ones they put in the gas and the water, especially the gas. The gas, they can't possibly put 110 volts on a gas meter. They shouldn't put any electronic device of any kind on a gas meter. They're sparks when you have any electric current. And what they're doing is they're putting battery-powered monitoring devices on gas meters. Well, even a battery can make a spark. Any electronics can make a spark. Here in California, we're in an earthquake zone. And so you're putting an electronic device on a gas meter, and you have an earthquake and a gas leak and a spark. You know, so it's the stupidest thing you can possibly imagine. But the regulators have just seemed to blindly overlook that problem, and they just go ahead and put on these meters on the gas meter.
Most gas meters, you're required to have all electric devices farther 10 feet or farther away from
them for that very reason. Yeah, they're attaching them directly to the actual gas meter, incoming. So it's just, how do you possibly explain this? You know, it's not a question your gas company is going to want to answer, because they can't.
Class, so here's what you do. You can go to the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. There's a post, page one, Jerry Day. You can click on that. That'll take you to his website. It'll take you to his video. If you go to the bottom of page one, usapreparers.com, you click on Jerry Day, Smart Meter. It'll take you right to his website. You can enter your email address, download the documents absolutely free. I have the documents. I've read the documents. I believe it's going to work, and I'm going to act on mine this afternoon. Jerry Day, thanks so much for being with us. I really appreciate it. So we're going to do 102 coming up. 103, 104, 105 with Jerry Day. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Dump your smart meter.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated and most proteins you consume are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.